Welcome. Today we're discussing an exciting video about maximizing the free tier of Google Gemini for coding.
Free coding tools? Sign me up. What's this Gemini Code Assist all about?
It's a free code completion tool with generous limits, 180,000 requests per month, almost impossible to hit. The auto-completions are surprisingly good, even comparable to Copilot. Although admittedly, it lacks the next edit suggestions.
But what about agentic coding? Can Gemini do that?
Ah, that's where things get interesting. The video shows how to combine Gemini Code Assist with Gemini's free API, using tools like Cline or Rode to create a powerful agentic coding setup.
So you're saying we can have auto-completion and an AI coding assistant, all for free?
Exactly. While Gemini might not be quite as powerful as, say, GPT 3.7 or 4, it's incredibly usable, especially with the 2.0 Flash Thinking model for planning and 2.0 Pro for editing.
Hold on. Flash Thinking? Pro? What are these?
They're different Gemini models. Flash Thinking excels at creating plans, while Pro is better at actually writing and editing the code. Cline, the recommended tool, has two modes, plan and edit, perfect for utilizing these models.
I see, interesting. So walk me through the setup.
First, install the Gemini Code Assist extension in VS Code for auto-completion. Then, grab Cline and configure it with your Gemini API key. Set Flash Thinking to plan mode and Pro to edit mode.
Got it, and then the magic happens.
Pretty much. The video demonstrates adding highlight and shadow controls to an image editing app. First, Cline's plan mode with Flash Thinking generates a plan for the feature. Then, switching to edit mode with Pro, the plan is executed and the code is written automatically.
Amazing. Does it actually work?
The video shows a test run and the new features work seamlessly. It's impressive how well this free setup performs. The video creator even mentions how reliable the Gemini APIs are, which is a huge plus.
This all sounds almost too good to be true. Any downsides?
Well, Gemini might not be as good with all programming languages. The video mentions it works best with React, Python, Go, and Flutter. Also, Rode, while more powerful than Cline, has a steeper learning curve.
That's a fair point. Still, this combination of free tools seems like an incredible resource for coders.
Absolutely. It's a fantastic way to leverage the power of AI without breaking the bank. It's definitely worth exploring further.
Thanks for breaking this down. Definitely something I'll be checking out. Until next time.
And thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and check out the links in the description. We'll see you in the next video. Goodbye.
Goodbye.